This is Akashvani, the news read by Renuka. The Haryana government will provide 10% horizontal reservation to Agniveers in recruitment to certain posts in police, mining and jail departments. Chief Minister Nayab Singh Saini today made this announcement in a press conference at Chandigarh today. The Chief Minister said that Agniveers seeking deployment in government departments, boards and corporations will be given priority in matric scores. He said that if Agniveers are given more than 30,000 rupees per month salary in any industrial unit, then the government will give an annual subsidy of 60,000 rupees to that industrial unit. Apart from this, the Chief Minister also announced that if any Agniveer sets up his own enterprise, he will be given an interest-free loan of up to 5 lakh rupees. He said, Agniveers will also be given arms license on priority basis. If someone meets with an accident, compensation will also be given under the Road Transport Highway Scheme of the Government of India and free treatment will be provided. An Indian naval warship and P-8I Maritime Patrol aircraft have been sent for research and rescue efforts in Oman after a Comoros-flagged oil tanker MV Prestige Falcon capsized about 25 nautical miles southeast of Ras Madraka. The tanker is reported to have a total of 16-member crew, which includes 13 Indians and 3 Sri Lankans. Official sources said the warship was deployed in the region and undergoing operational turnaround. It was sailed at short notice to render search and rescue assistance. The source said the search and rescue efforts are progressing in coordination with Omani authorities and assets in rough seas and strong winds. Health and Family Welfare Minister J.P. Nadda has stressed to create a world-class drug regulatory framework to match the country's reputation of pharmacy of the world. He also emphasized on continuous dialogue with the pharma and medical devices industry to ensure the highest quality of products. Mr. Nadda today held a review meeting on the regulation of drugs, cosmetics and medical devices. The Delhi High Court today reserved its verdict in the plea filed by Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal, challenging his arrest by the Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, in the alleged liquor policy case. Justice Neena Bansal Krishna also reserved order on Kejriwal's interim bail plea. His plea seeking regular bail in the CBI case will be taken up for hearing on 29th of this month. Earlier, the High Court had asked the CBI to file its reply by 17th of this month to Kejriwal's plea assailing the validity of his arrest by the agency and the subsequent custody. Union Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal today held meetings with his counterparts at G7 Trade Ministers Meet in Italy. On the sidelines of the meeting, the minister discussed deeper economic ties and foreign trade agreements with the European Union and United Kingdom. He called for collaboration to reinforce global supply chains in critical minerals, semiconductors, pharma and green energy. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today met former Prime Ministers of Mauritius Dr. Naveen Rangoolam and Paul Bernegar during his official visit to Mauritius. After meeting with Dr. Naveen Rangoolam, Mr. Jaishankar said they discussed long-standing bilateral partnership and the broad-based desire for its further growth. In his meeting with Mr. Paul, the External Affairs Minister said a lively conversation on contemporary global issues was held between the two leaders. The IMD has issued red alert for extremely heavy rainfall in South Interior Karnataka, Coastal Karnataka, Saurashtra and Kutch, Konkan and Goa tomorrow. The Ashura Muharram was observed with due reverence and solemnity in various parts of the country today. The day marks the martyrdom of Prophet Muhammad's grandson, Hazrat Imam Hussein and his devoted companions who laid down their lives for upholding truth, righteousness and justice in Karbala. Tazia processions were taken out to mark the occasion, which were buried later in the evening at designated places. India's final contingent for the upcoming Paris Olympics has been approved by the Sports Ministry. The contingent will have 117 athletes accompanied by 140 support staff and officials. The games will begin from 26th of this month to 11th of next month. And with that, we end this news bulletin.